This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The Ukrainian military Thursday said fierce street fights were taking place in the eastern city of Severodonetsk. In a briefing, Ukrainian military spokesman Alexei Hromov said it was impossible to say how much of the city is now under Russian control. Hromov said Russia has launched new attacks along the entire line of contact in the eastern Donetsk region. He said the Russian forces are using mortar fire, heavy artillery, and multiple rocket launchers to inflict losses on Ukrainian forces, deplete personnel, and destroy fortifications. Hromov said Russia's primary efforts are focused on the Lyman, Severodonetsk, and Bukhmut areas. With Russia making those advances in Ukraine's east, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky Thursday addressed Luxembourg's parliament, once again calling for his allies to put more pressure on Russia. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Zelensky says Ukraine needs more modern weapons, which, he adds, will ensure the superiority of our country over Russia in this war in courage and intelligence, and also in technology. He as well calls for more sanctions against Russia. Then, reporting on the fighting, he said more than 20% of Ukrainian territory is now under Russian control, adding, "This is much larger than the area of all the Benelux countries, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg combined." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Zelensky's request for more help comes a day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States is providing the nation with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions. The Biden administration and the Ukrainians will see four high-mobility artillery rocket systems with a range of about 70 kilometers. This is VOA News.